The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Maseches Yuma has been graciously dedicated in memory of Avigail Meimarachel Aleha HaShalom, Bas Yibodel Ben Chaim L'Chaim, Reb Chaim Aaron, Admeya Ve'esrim Shana. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zchus for her neshama.
Yuma Nafei, in discussing the dinim of Mechusa Begodim, a Kohen is not allowed to be Oivid when he's Mechusa Begodim. It's actually a two-fold din, the din of Mechusa Begodim. There's one din that a Kohen is not allowed to be Oivid by Mechusa Begodim. There's a second din that a Kohen who's Oivid by Mechusa Begodim, the Avodah is possible. The Gemara in Zevachim discusses back and forth, are these two dinim mutually exclusive? Do they go together? Here in the Gemara by us, after bringing different dinim and different psukim, the Gemara brings an extra pasuk of Zeadova Shatasa Lohem, pasuk in the making of the first Kohanim, the Aaron Ubonov, in the end of Parashas Tetzav, and the pasuk says, Zeadova Shatasa Lohem Lekadesh Esom Lekahen, and the Gemara says, Lohovi Amichnasayin, there's a separate din, we have a separate pasuk. Tosis discussed why we need the separate pasuk of Lohovi Amichnasayin. What's the Tosif in the din of Michnasayim? Tosif asks a kasha that the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Pegim Lamed Beis, it's quoted in a few other Gemaras, but the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that the din of that a Kohen who's Oivid, B'mechusa B'godim is Chayiv Misa, is learnt out of a pasuk. The Gemara says that the definition of that is Ein Bigdein Aleim, Ein Kunos Naleim. It's very interesting. It's not the pshat that a Kohen who's Oivid, B'mechusa B'godim is Stam Psul. The pshat is that a Kohen without Bigdei Kohuna has a din of a zor, what the clothing makes the man, as the expression goes, what makes the Kohen. You see that the creating of the Kohen Hedit, we have a sugya later on Daf Yud Beis, especially the creating of the Kohen Godel was done with the Ripui Begodim. The creation of a Kohen Hedit that should be chalim him, the din of an Oivid, every time he put on the Begodim, he became Roy Lavoid. Without those Begodim, he has a din of a zor. He has a din, so to speak, of not being a Kohen. He's missing in his Kedushas Kohuna to be Oivid, Ulisharas Lufnei Hashem. And the Gemara says, Ein Bigdei in Alein, Ein Kunas in Alein. He's missing in Kedushas Kohuna. Of course, it doesn't mean he's allowed to be Metame to Omeis when he's not wearing Bigdei Kohuna, but it means Lagabe being Oivid, he's missing in his Kedushas Kohuna, Vahavaluhu Zor. Fract Taisvis. By the way, you don't need the separate din of Mechnasayim. He's missing one of the beginning Tikkunah. So, Mele is Chayiv Misa. So, Taisvis has two approaches. One approach is the Ritzvah's approach. Taisvis brings B'Shem the Ritzvah that there's a separate din besides for the din that the Avoid is false. And besides for the din that an Oivid, who's Oivid, B'Mechusa B'Godim has a din of a Zor, Ein Bigdein Alein, Ein Kuhudnas Alein. Besides for that, there's a separate din that if he's Mechusa B'Godim, that is Chayiv on Bia Rekonis Ba'il Moid. That's what the Pasuk over there is talking about. That means that there's the Avoidah, the regular Avoidah's Ha'atmidim, all the Avoidah's of all Karbonis was done in the Azor, the Kabbalah Saddam, the Halacha, the Zrika of all Karbonis, Taktaris Emurim, etc., etc. All Avodas were done, mostly at least, in Azor. There's certain Avodas that were done Bifnim. There's the Ktoris that was done Bifnim, and the Heichal. I don't mean Bifnim, the Kodesh HaKadosh, and that was only the Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippur. I mean Bifnim in the Heichal, in the Kodesh. That was the Avodas HaKtoris, Avodas HaMenorah. Of course, these are only done by Kehanim also. But the Ritzvah's Mechadish, that since there's Halacha, Yisrael is allowed to be in the Azor. Yisrael brings his carbon, he comes into Azor. There's a certain place beyond which he's not allowed to go. Bein Ha'ulam, Bein HaMizbech. That's already Miyuchod, designated for Kehanim. That was a Mokam Avoidah. It's not just a place where you need to be a Tohor, but it's a place where you need Kedushas Kuhuna to be. It's a Mokam Avoidah. Bein Ha'ulam, Bein HaMizbech. But the Heichel, there's an Isser for Azor to go in to the Heichel. Even a Kohen who's not dressed in Begodim, there's an Isser of Bia Rekonis without a Maisa Avoidah. He's not allowed to go, even though he's allowed to go in. He's only allowed to go in when he's wearing Bigdei Kohuna. He's not allowed to go in B'Mechusa B'Godim. It's a separate din. There's one din that he has a din of a Zor L'Gabi Avoidah, but that he's a Zor, so to speak, that he has a din that he's not allowed to go in, even not an avoidah, that's a separate din, that needs a separate fossil. There's a kasha that Zachroinim bring down on this mitzvah, it's brought down b'shem the sefer, Kedushas Yomtiv. Kedushas Yomtiv is one of the Gderli Ador in the late 1700s in Liti. He was the Rav of Kapulio, he was Ben Doiroi of the Goyin. And he asked the question that the Gemara is mavur in several places, that Kehanim, we know that in Achilas Korbonos, Kochim Kalim could be eaten by Zorim, Kochim Kalim could be eaten by the Bailim, who was given to the Bailim, distribute, especially Korban Toida and the Korban Pesach, Korban Shlom could be eaten in all of Yerushalayim, any place Ben Achoymes. Kodesh Kedoshim could only be eaten within the confines of the Kodesh, in the Azora. And the Gemara adds that even though the proper place for eating Kodesh Kedoshim, Kodesh Kedoshim was in the Azora, it could be eaten in the Heichel. Now, why would a Kohen normally go into the Eichel? Kohanim only went into the Eichel when it was their turn to be over, either the Avodah Zarah or the Menorah, or to bring out the Kelim. They were Mishtachav and the Eichel, brought in the Mishnais in Tom Nemidis. Achilles Korbanos generally wasn't done, but on a theoretical level, Korbanos could be eaten in the Eichel. Zoi Shteit Mufurish in Gemara. Now, when he's eating a Korban, L'chot Shalai B'Shas Avodah, the Kohen wasn't wearing Big Day Kohuna when he's Shalai B'Shas Avodah, the Big Day Kohuna were worn B'Shas Avodah, not Shalai B'Shas Avodah. He finished, it's Mufurish, as soon as he finished, he took off his Big Day Kohuna, and he gave it over to the one who was in charge, the Beis HaMikdash functionary, the Kohen who was in charge of putting away the Begadim, and they were going to the Begadim. The Begadim weren't worn Shalai B'Shas Avodah. But if he was eating Kodesh Kedoshim, Shteita is allowed to go into the Kodesh to eat Basa Kodesh Kedoshim. Now, when he is eating Basa Kodesh Kedoshim, he's not involved in Avodah. He's not involved in Avodah, he's not wearing the Big Day Kohuna. If he's not wearing the Big Day Kohuna, then L'chor is Chayav on Biur Ekonis. The Kedushas Yom Tov asked that L'chor in this din of eating Kodesh Kedoshim in the Kodesh, in the Heichel, it state, it's Mavur, that there is no Isser on a Biur Ekonis. The Isser would only be on going into the Heichel to serve, to be Oivid, Avodah, and that this is the classic din mechus begodim. But on a bir ekonis, if he just went into the heichel, there would not be a chiv. Otherwise, the kohen who's eating kodshim, how would he eat? And he's not wearing the big dekunim. So what the Achronim discussed in reference to this question is the svar yishor, it's a basic answer, that ad kama, insofar as he would not be allowed to eat, they would not be allowed, I'm sorry, to go into the kodesh, into the heichel, without big dekuhuna. So then if he went in to eat, he would be able to put on the Big Day Kohuna in order to go in. If going in necessitates, going into the Heichel necessitates wearing Big Day Kohuna, then even if he only went in to eat Basa Kodshim, he would also wear Big Day Kohuna. Means, say, there's no imperative to wear Big Day Kohuna when the Kohen is only involved in eating Basa Kodshim. That he could do in civilian clothing also. Even the Azor, he could be dressed like a regular Israel in that place. That's where he eats Basa Kodshim. He doesn't have to wear the Big Day Kohuna. But if he would be eating, if for whatever reason would necessitate him going into the Heichel to eat Basa Kodshim, being that going in over there would be also below Big Day Kohuna, so then he'd have to put on the Big Day Kohuna and it would be Mutter. But let's go back a second. The whole idea that a Kohen is not allowed to wear Big Day Kohuna, Shalai B'Shas Avodah, what is that from? That's not Mi'ila. The simple understanding would be Mi'ila, he's not allowed to use the Big Day Kohuna just to clothe himself when he's not involved in Avodah. That itself is not so posh. It's a machlokes rishonim. Tosfos in Menachos, in discussing what's the problem with wearing Big Day Kohuna Shalai B'Shas Avodah, the problem is that one of the Big Day Kohuna, the Avnet, was made out of Klayim. Klayim is the Chalav D'Oraisa. The heter of wearing Klayim for a Kohen B'Shas Avodah in the Big Day Kohuna is because Klayim, like wearing Klayim B'tzitzis, it's Hutra, I say the Chalois, I say, it's not only Tchuyah, it's Hutra. There's no use of wearing Klayim Shalai B'Shas Avodah. Is a Kohen allowed to wear Big Day Kohuna Shalai B'Shas Avodah? That's Machlok Sveshoinim. Tosfos brings two shittas, a Rambam and a Ravid also. Whether the state of a Kohen that's lavish by Big Day Kohuna, of course, if he's wearing the Big Day Kohuna, working his field in a Moshav near Haifa, that he's not allowed to do. But if he's in the Beis HaMikdash, wearing the Big Day Kohuna is in and of itself an expression of being an Oivid, of being Roy Lavoido. That's where we understand the Rishonim that hold the Ravid, that holds the Shalai B'Shas Avodah, it's Mutter. And therefore, Therefore, he has the same head to the Kohen, because wearing the Bidguna is making him Roy Lavoido. Beli Bigdose Olov, Zorus Olov. So when he puts on the Begotten, that itself is a function of what Kohen is supposed to do to him. Memelet Mutter. Other Hashem, hold no. The Kasha that we just asked of the Kedusha Siyamtiv is predicated on the other sheet. If you hold Shalai Bishas Avoid, it's Osur. So then what would he be doing in the Heichel eating Basa Kachim? He's not involved in Avoidah. And how's he allowed to go in? So it seems that he's allowed to go in as long as he's not being Ovid. He's allowed to go in even though he's not wearing Big Likuna. And on that we're answering. And let's now say it over in the context of this discussion. That even though a Kohen Shalai Bishas Avoid is not allowed to wear Big Likuna, because he's stop wearing the Big Likuna, he's not involved in Avoidah Sakuna. But at Kama, that he's not allowed to go into the Heichel without the Big Likuna, and he has to go in because that's where, for whatever reason, that's where he has to eat Basa Kachim. The going into the Heichel with Big Likuna, being that he can't go in without Big Likuna, is in and of itself an Avoidah. And we see that the Kohanim that were involved, the Mishnayis, in Meseches Tomin, later on by us, Bez Hashem, Meseches Yuma, they talk about the avoidis that are done in the Heichel. The Kohen that went into the Heichel was Mishtachadah. The Etzim going in, even the Kohen that went in to bring out the Kelim, which is in and of itself not a Maisa Avoidah, the going into the Heichel necessitates Ishtachavah. It's Mechayim Mitzvah of bowing down in front of the Shechina, because the going into the Heichel, the Kedusha of the Heichel is such that the going in, which is only for Kehanim, the Zohar is not allowed to go in, Chayim Nisiv De Shemayim, the going in is in and of itself an Avoidah, it's a form of Avoidah. He's not allowed to go in without Big Dekuna. If he goes in without Big Dekuna, the Ritzvah is saying that he's Chayiv. It's Chayim Misa V'Dei Shemayim. Why? Because that's an Avoidah. The going into the Heichel, as opposed to standing in the Azorah, which is not an Avoidah, all Klal Yisrael is allowed to stand there, but Kehanim that are Miyuchid L'Avoidah, only they are allowed into the Heichel. The going into the Heichel needs Big Dekuna because it's the form of Avoidah. If he went in to eat Pasa Kachim, he has to wear the Begadim, but it would be mut of him to wear the Begadim, even though it's Shalav Bishas Avoidah, because that is Bishas Avoidah. That itself is a form of Avoidah. It's not Avoidah Befoil, like bringing a carbon on the Mizbeach, but it's a functioning in a way that only a Kohen functions when he's Roy and when he's actually serving, when he's actually Ovid. That's one teret of Taisus. A similar idea you have, Gemara in Sukkah, Mem Gimel Amud Beis, that talks about the Kehanim went around the Mizbeach Barova. We know that besides the Lulav and Esrik, we have a semblance of the Minig of the mitzvah, which is L'chari B'darayis HaLokom Vajim Sinai. Mitzvah Sarov in the Mizbeach, they went in the Beis HaMikdosh, they were makif the Mizbeach, with not only with Luv and Esri, they were makif B'arova. Makif B'arova Kol Shiva. We are not makif the Mizbeach. It's a question exactly why. We don't go around the Bima with Arovas. And is we have a Minig Nevi'im of Chavitas Arovas on Hoshana Rabbah, that is. But the avoid of going around the Mizbeach, on the other side of the Mizbeach, like we said before, Beinu Ulam and Beinu Mizbeach, is a mokum that's miyuchad, only Kehanim are allowed to go there. They were the only ones that were makim the Mizbeach. And the question is again, how are they allowed to go there? They're mechusav begodim. How are they allowed to go there? They're mechusav begodim. They're not allowed to go the same way they're not allowed to go there if they're not rechutz yodayim raglayim. Kehanim, in order to be oivid, have to wash their hands and feet from the kir and kanoi. In order to go Beinu Ulam and Mizbeach is also only when they're rechutz yodayim raglayim. They could only go there also when they're wearing begodim. The Gemara in Zvachim clearly equates the two. The same preparation for kahuna, which is the same types of avodah, which are mechayiv, washing from the kir, kind of also mechayiv wearing big dekuna. When they were holding their robes, they weren't involved in avodah. It's not an avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, the being makiv mizbech barov. It's a mitzvah sarovah. It's not dafka koyin, but the kohanim were the only ones who could do, because they're the only ones that could go bein ulam bein mizbech. There too, the teretz is the same. If only the Kehanim could go there because it's a place designated for Kehanim, that itself creates on the Maisa of going in that place and being makim the Mizbeach Barova a shame of an Avoidah that the Kehanim have to wear Big Dekuna. It's not a question, how could they wear Big Dekuna? You're only allowed to wear B'Shas Avoidah. That's an Avoidah. That itself is an Avoidah because only the Kehanim could do it. Whatever is miyuchid for Kehanim, they can only do it because their superior Kedusha is in and of itself, has a certain status of Avoidah. That's one teretz. All this is a discussion around the Ritzvah's teretz, that the din that's neschadish in our Gemara is the din of Biorekonis into the Heichel. Shalai B'Shas Avoidah. The other teretz that Taisus brings from the Re Miralins is that besides the din of a zor being oivid, which is chayv misa b'dei shamayim, there's another din. There's a separate din on a bir reikonis into the heichal b'limich nasayim. Sounds almost interesting. There's the Tosfos says that since the pasuk is talking michnasayim, let's say he would go into the heichal. We just said from the ritzvah, if he goes into the heichal without big tikkun, is chayv misa. The Rimi Orleans holds that no, there's no din that a kohen is only allowed to go into the heichal when he's wearing big tikkun. But if he was without the michnasayim, that would be mechayiv. The Meshech Chochma explains, well, what's the din? He's going in without michnasayim, but he doesn't need big tikkun. The Meshech Chochma seems to understand, it's almost bizarre, that he's going in literally without wearing pants. He's going in undressed into the heichal. That would be a din. The Meshech Chochma says it's not because he's mechus begadim. He doesn't have to wear the other begadim to go into the heichal. But if he's without michnasayim, he's without the pants, then it's derech bizoyin, it's derech zulzul, and that would render him a new. That's a separate din. He's mechuyim misa b'dei shamayim, not because he's mechus begadim, but because he goes into the heichal derech bizoyin. So it's a little bit interesting. He goes without pants. We understand the person walking down the street without pants is a bizoyin. For sure, walking into the kodesh, into the heichal, into the makom hashvas hashchina without pants is a bizoyin. Sounds to the Meshech Chochma that he's not wearing pants at all. Not just that he's not wearing the michnasayim of big dekuna. He's not dressed at all, which is hard to understand because the din over here is a din b'chus b'godim. It's not a din of walking in. What happens if he would walk in a sweatsuit with a boombox on his shoulder? Would that be derech b'zoyin? So where does the box stop? It's a din b'chus b'godim or it's a din of walking in derech b'zoyin? And if he's chewing his gum and he's blowing bubbles, That would be that derech b'zoyin would also be mechayiv. So l'chayr, the proper way to define the teretz of Tosfos, the teretz of the Rimi Orleans, is to say it doesn't mean he's not walking in derech b'zoyin. He's walking in without maybe the other big day kuhuna he doesn't have to wear, but the beged kuhuna of michnasayim has in there a separate chayim. And if he doesn't wear that beged, that itself has a separate chayim, and that would be mechayiv. To walk into the heichal without wearing the beged, the specific beged of michnasayim. What's unique about the michnasayim? In fact, the Gemara says that the michnasayim, if anything, has less uniqueness as one of the big dekuna, because michnasayim is something that's worn by anybody anytime. It's not a beged which is worn uniquely as a kohen. To be a b'shas avodah, a hat, maybe a normal person wouldn't wear that type of hat. But pants, everybody is normal at least, walks down the street with pants. We can understand the Gemara Meil, the Gemara in Erechin tells us, the Gemara in Erechin, when listing off all the begodim, the big dekuna, and what they're mechapar on, the Gemara says, michnasayim is mechapar on our eyes. Connection is clear. If a person is flaunts his body, if a person reveals his body, that's Gilei Arayis. Gilei Arayis comes from a lack of appreciation of the Kedusha, the privateness, the dignity, the Kedusha of the Guf. Arayis is the opposite of conducting oneself. That's what Tznius is all about. Conducting oneself with a Hechakait, with a Roimimus, of understanding that a body is not just a piece of meat, but a body is a Kli Lavoid Sashem. The Koiches aguf were given to a person in order to be mekadosh l'shem shemayim. The beged kuhuna, which most represents and mechaper on averus arayis, is michnasayim. If a person walked into the heichal bli michnasayim, doesn't mean in chalili he walked in without pants. He walked in without the michnasayim of the bigdei kuhuna, then he's not living up to the ideal as a kohen that he should be. As far as walking b'derech eretz, that itself is the chos of derech eretz. It's not a subjective idea over here of any idea that we could think of that what would be derech b'zoyin to walk into the Beit HaMikdash would be mechayiv misa b'dei shamayim. It's a din mechus b'godim, but mechus b'godim when it comes to michnasayim has a separate choymer, because that's the beged which defines the kohen. And that's why it's mechaper, because it defines kohanim, it defines klal yisrael, we're all kohanim, mamlechas kohanim v'goy kodesh. It defines us as having kedusha saguf. The ikar kedusha v'yid is kedusha saguf. Kedusha's neshama is more poshut. That the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is mekadosh even our gufim is the bigger chiddush. And the michnasayim to be worn renders a person ois guf, and it renders his guf only a kli to serve his neshama. If he walks in without that kli, then what he's doing is in blunt language, he's walking without pants, chalila. He's walking in not with that appreciation, not with that beggar that renders his guf a klei kodesh v'avodas Hashem. That's a chayr, what the second Teretz and Teretz is saying. Again, both Machamatim and Miyashiv, what's the extra din of walking into the Heichel without big dikuna that does not exist on the essential din of ain big dikuna olav, zorus olav. There's a din noise of either walking in without big dikuna, but not even without avoidah, into the Heichel. Like we're saying, walking into the Heichel is in and of itself a form of avoidah, and therefore it's mechayiv big dikuna, even though it's not a mais avoidah, but it's a mokum that's miyuchet for kahanim. That's the place where he is doing that which a kohen is designated big dushasa to do, to walk into the Heichel. So therefore, it's mechayiv, a separate choymer of walking with big dikuna, A. B, the other test in the Rimi Orleans is that the Michnasayim is the essential existence of a Kohen. It's that which separates the regular person whose guf is a guf from that person whose niskadish b'kedushas a guf, that his guf is their l'shoris l'fnei Hashem. And therefore, if he walks in without that beggar that has a choyme miyuchid, even shalai b'shas avoida, that would be mechayiv misavideshim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.